Track 2. Neil's Take. We're going to start this month with a bit of a rant from Neil Haverson. I promise that Neil wrote all of this himself.
Self, self, self. That's all we get these days. I don't mean the propensity for looking after number one, but the service we receive. It's just that. Self. For example, do you remember the days when you pulled up at the petrol pumps and a helpful attendant emerged from a small kiosk? He'd fill your tank, check the oil and water, and probably clean the flies off your windscreen before disappearing into his lair to get your change. As I recall, self-service petrol stations arrive without any reduction in the price of a gallon to reflect the fact that the driver was doing all the work. Not to mention getting oily hands and sometimes benefiting from a leg doused in petrol. Those old pumps didn't cut off when the tank was full. And what happened to waitresses in cafes? In many, you have to grab a tray and queue at the counter with other rumbling stomachs. Clutching your tray, you plead for food like Oliver Twist, or get some tongs and grapple with a scone that has a will all of its own. And those wretched coffee machines. I've hit the wrong button and got a latte instead of an Americano. And sometimes I don't get the cup directly under the nozzle, so I get half a drink. We withdraw our money from holes in the wall, and to park our cars we buy tickets from machines instead of a man in a hut. In some cases we are being forced to buy them online, all very well if you have a smartphone and know how to use it. We fill our own trolleys in supermarkets and go through self-checkouts. All that's left is stocking the shelves. Maybe the time will come when we have to replace what we've bought before we can leave the store. Okay, I know the old-fashioned grocer couldn't cope if they had to dash around the shop, getting half a pound of butter here and a pound of sugar there. Mind you, I will admit that shopping online is akin to the old-fashioned errand boy on his trade bike. I'm on a roll now. What about the bin men? Remember when they used to come down the garden path, collect the bin, heave it on their shoulders and empty it into the cart? Then we had bin liners. Next we were told to put the bin bag at the end of the drive. Now we have a selection of wheelie bins to drag to the gate. And woe betide us if we put the wrong bits in the wrong bin. For me, the worst self-craze is do-it-yourself. I should never be let loose with an electric drill. I see all these practical types queuing up at the checkout in B&Q with trolleys loaded with timber, tiles and terps. They spend their weekends installing bathrooms, kitchens and laying patios. It costs so much to get a tradesman in, and you can wait months before he can fit your job in, so I feel obliged to unleash my limited skills on the house. It brings out the worst in me. I end up using twice the necessary raw materials and can only get through the job with a constant flow of cursing. Well, that was all a bit of a rant. Perhaps there's one aspect of self I need to work on, my self-control.
Neil, you forgot to mention that we're now even supposed to take our own photographs, or selfies. That is, if we know how to use a smartphone. I suspect that you and I may be equally limited here.